Better music, it's Q Radio, Kevin McAllister on the Q Cafe. Well, Darren Mullen, the manager of Newry City Football Club, joins me now. Darren, I know it's pre-season and you said you wanted to be tested. Certainly have been a lesson perhaps at Cliftonville. You're playing Linfield this Saturday, ain't going to be easy. But in general, this is what you expected and what you wanted. You wanted your players to be tested.
Yes, good morning, Kevin. Typical tough pre-season, which I've done for the past 4 years. The reason being, as you say, we wanted to be tested, and it's only through playing tough opposition that you're going to know, how good your players are, and it's where you rectify mistakes. So,
well, it's not just sorry for cutting across you, but it's not just tough opposition. Cliftonville and Linfield are the two top clubs, or two of the top clubs in Northern Ireland presently.
Yeah, well, we play Linfield on Thursday night, and then we have Warren Point on Saturday, and we had Glenavon last week. So that's four Premiership opposition, and the whole point of it being that we would be tested. We try different formations. We have new players coming in, so I'd rather play against tougher opposition and be up to a higher level, getting ready for pre-season than so-called lesser opposition, if you like. So that was the whole thinking behind it.
And your biggest problem is that you're running that football club on a shoestring.
Yeah, look, you know how we've been operating from we reformed. It's been difficult. There's a lot of work goes on off the pitch as well. But what we've done, we have a lot of people who have worked hard both on and off the pitch, and the players have all bought into that. They're all local lads, and they're more than happy to play for the club. So we've been very lucky in terms of recruiting the best local talent, and hopefully we're good enough to push on this season.
And I've always said your backroom staff is a who's who locally, some great ex-players in there, good coaches, and a young team now. You're developing a younger team.
We are. We've brought in some younger players, and even the backroom staff. What we have done when we started back in Mid-Ulster was we tried to do everything as professional as possible. So once we've got this level, it's not as if we need to change a lot of things in terms of how we approach training or match days. Mickey, Jervis and Remy have they've bought into what we're trying to do at the club in terms of being as professional as possible. So we're hoping this year, and in fairness, those players that have come in, the new players, have bought into what we're trying to do, and the existing players have stepped up, because it's going to be very difficult to get into the squad this season.
The expectations this year, I suppose from a supporter's point of view, is staying in the Championship and applying yourself and doing reasonably well.
Yeah, look, we'll always have the ambition of trying to get back to the Premiership. That's the ultimate aim. We always said it wasn't going to be easy. We've maybe made the past 4 years look easier than they've actually been, but that's only through hard work. It's going to be very, very difficult this season again. You're taking another step up. And the first and foremost is stay in the division and try and build on it. But we'll try and be as competitive as possible, and you don't know where that'll take us.
No, it's your city, it's your club, a family club, and a big chance now to talk to people out there who are planning what they're going to do in the football world this season coming in, and you'd welcome them all down to Newry City.
We would. In fairness, our last home game for last season of the playoff, Armagh City, we had a terrific crowd down, and people that hadn't been down, and were pleasantly surprised at the standard of football and how well we played. So we're hoping to get a bigger crowd this year. We have another home game tonight against Hanover, and then we play Linfield, the Irish League champions, on Thursday night. So a great opportunity to watch the team, and then obviously the local derby down at Milltown at 12:30 on Saturday, which will be another tough game for us. But it's good for local football that you've two teams that are playing in the two top divisions.
And in terms of local, your players, you've quite a few local players, and indeed new signings as well.
Yeah, we've brought in 7 or 8 new lads, most of them local, and some of them have actually been at the club before. So it's been easy for them to integrate into the group and join the rest of the lads. We had our away day in Dublin on Saturday, and we had a few beers after it, so which we do every year. So it's been good. We have a good atmosphere with the club and a good bunch of lads. So hopefully we can transform that onto the pitch now.
Okay, so let's look at the fixtures coming up, Darren.
Yeah, we've got Hanover, who play in intermediate day. We've got them tonight at home at 7:45, and then we've got Linfield on Thursday night at 7:45, and then we play Warren Point away on Saturday at Milltown at 12:30.
Now that'll be an interesting game, and of course you'll be wanting to win that one against Warren Point, a local derby.
Yes, local derby. It's still pre-season, and it's going to be another difficult game, but we're getting very close to the first competitive game, so players need to lift their game. We're a month into pre-season, so they're going to have to stake the claim, and there's no better game to do it, as you say, in a local derby.
You see, they'll be outshining you a wee bit. They have a new kit.
I've seen that, yeah. It looks well. All right, yeah. Look, the kit won't matter to me. It's our performances that I'm more concerned about.
The person that's going to put it in the back of the net, I think, that's what counts, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Once you put any Newry jersey on, you're playing for your home city. So, yeah, it shouldn't matter. But, yeah, it's a nice kit in terms.
And before we get lots of phone calls from Warren Point, I'd say Warren Point would be saying the same.
Yes, I know Matthew Tipton. I did my coaching badge with him. He's a good lad, and he's done terrific at Warren Point, and they're pushing on. It's good to see them, you know, back in the Premiership. It's they have done what we're hoping to do. So there's always good relations between the two clubs, and I'm sure Saturday will be no different.
And let's change hats, as it were. Your scouting hat for Everton. Now you're scouting right across Northern Ireland. You're their main scout here now in Northern Ireland. Have we got lots of talent?
Yeah, the Super Cup's on this week, which was formerly known as the Milk Cup. So I'm away at the Coleraine tomorrow and Friday. I have to go and meet staff that are over from the club, and we'll go and watch games and players that have identified over the past few months. So there's plenty going on there.
And young people listening, they're all off school at the moment. What advice would you be giving them right now if they're looking maybe to have a career in soccer?
Just need to keep working hard. If you've got the ability, you need to add the work ethic to it. It doesn't come easy. It's very difficult now to break through to professional football. There's a very small percentage of it. But as I've said before, there's no reason why somebody from Newry can't make it over at Everton. It's just a matter of working hard and believing in yourself.
Darren Mullen is the manager of Newry City Football Club. He's also the chief scout here in Northern Ireland for Everton. Darren, thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.